Hey, this is DJ Laura. You're now listening to part two of the February 5th, 2008 Jimmy Doan Show.
All right, let's start this thing. Let's light this candle. Let's fire it up.
If you feel that I'm free, I'm on time, and I'm here in your presence. Like a coin in your mouth, I am tempted, and I'm spent without treason. With glass on your throne, is the one danger zone. Touch me to the pilot for control. Take me to the pilot of your soul. Take me to the pilot.
Yes, the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yes, what? Part two? My God, who showed up on the Jack Rhodes Show?
Jack is back.
Yeah, that's good.
Better late than never.
But, well, you know, we had to start early because of Will here.
And it's this crazy 6 a.m. schedule you guys are running around here.
6 a.m.
I just can't keep up with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to get some sleep.
No, we got.
It's good to be back, Jimmy.
So, anyway, so on your way over here, did you listen to any of the radio on any of the polling election stuff or what?
The little POTUS 08. There's a whole XM channel dedicated to 24/7, 365 POTUS 08.
Really?
Nonstop. Excellent. Highly recommend it.
Okay. Well, if you happen to have XM, right.
Well, you got to have XM.
Yeah, I gave mine to Councilor Curtis.
Oh, well, there you go.
I wasn't listening to it enough. So, anyway, so who's winning? Anybody? Anybody we know?
You know, it's okay. I can sum it up pretty quick. Everybody's mad at Huckabee.
No,
Huckabee's,
he took West Virginia.
Huckabee's in cahoots with McCain, just basically trying to steal votes away from Romney.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they're basically saying, you know, he's splitting the conservative vote, and how the hell can any conservative vote for John McCain? McCain-Feingold, McCain-Kennedy.
You know, right, McCain-Marx.
Hitler McCain.
That's right.
Mussolini McCain.
Social
McCain.
So the conservative party and all of the talking heads and of course Hannity and Levin and Rush and all are freaking out. I don't know if you heard about this with Ann Coulter. Came out. She's vowing to vote for Hillary.
For Hillary, yeah.
If McCain gets the nomination.
I've said this for how long have I said that?
I know, but you know, she's making a statement.
Do I get any recognition for that? I was way ahead of the curve.
I know, Jimmy.
You know, finally, Ann listened to the show and said, oh, you know, he's right.
That's right. She finally got the email.
She finally got the system, right.
Broke through the spam.
That's right.
And on the Democratic side, it is neck and neck. Obama Clinton.
That's going to be fun. Well, yeah, the polls don't even close for another couple hours in California, which is the big one.
It's 8:08 p.m. here Eastern Standard Time. So
as we speak.
Right. The majority of the polling is done on the East Coast.
So, but anyway, we still
there's like one or two states in the middle, like Kansas and Texas, and then there's California.
Well, the big ones, you know.
So there's like 24 states today or something
right,
like that.
Right. Something legit, right. No, 23 or something like that.
I'm way off.
Way off.
Everybody screwed up.
Jimmy, check your
order
facts.
Of magnitude there.
Open the email.
Excuse me.
So I think California is certainly huge. And Missouri.
Well, he knows his geography, doesn't he?
Missouri is huge. It's huge. No, it's a big one, and Missouri is a big one. And I think Georgia is touting to be, again, a race between, you know, Huckabee pulling some votes.
Right, the old
Romney.
I remember when, who was it? The reason Bill Clinton got elected was because of Ross Perot.
That's
who,
true.
Who pulled like 20% of the vote, you know, in the 92 election, was that? Or 82?
92? 92.
Sometime in there. Sometime.
So it's going to be an interesting
alcoholic fog back in those days.
Right. And to wrap it up, so they're saying that it might not be decided.
I love it.
It might not be decided. It might, especially with the Obama Clinton, that might go down to the wire. And even Hillary's camp is saying, hey, it might go down to the wire.
Well, you know, what would be interesting would be the first time I could tell you for you guys have probably never seen an actual convention that wasn't decided before people got there. I mean, I did when I was young and had no clue what it was. But, I mean, you talk about brokered conventions and, you know, smoke-filled rooms and on the eighth ballot and all that other crap as people come in and out. And then there's the vice president. You know, people are – I mean, you talk about deals. Woohoo! I mean, they are talking deals.
Well, there's some talk that it's going to – it might be a McCain-Huckabee ticket. So Huckabee might be earning his keep. By staying in the race.
I of course, I like the guy's name, you know, Huck. You know, I won't even.
Do you honestly think we're going to elect somebody with that goofy of a name? It's like President Jethro.
Seed here.
You're down a vote now, you hear? We could never elect anybody with a name that dopey.
Oh, it'd be a fun one to play with.
This was certainly degenerated into an explicit Jimmy Doan right away, wouldn't it? Right. It wouldn't take long.
No, Jack is back.
That's right. Jack is back. That's right.
So I'm sorry I missed the first.
Well, we finished.
There.
We talked about everything,
best
so we're done.
First half.
Still have guest here though.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. Well, I did the.
What name are you going under here? I didn't want to say I didn't want to say your real name.
Will is
that is your real name.
I almost slipped there.
I'm a big enough nobody. I don't have any stalkers.
So
who's that guy out the window there?
So we have Forrest
red dot on my chest
in the studio.
Forrest,
nobody in the picture.
That's it.
No, well, I did. I mean, we talked about this before. People write us. Every time they write us now, they, you know, oh, by the way, don't use my name. I'm thinking, you know, 280 million people. It's not like you're. Right. But we do have now our undercover agent. I love this guy in Washington, our jackbooted specialist, who actually called and left us a message. The next thing I want to mention, of course, kind of light notes here. Does anybody have any heavy notes left?
Let me jump in real quick. That email you got today, too, Jimmy.
Which?
The guy said, oh, please talk about my, I have this really pressing matter, and please, it would be a personal favor to me if you would talk about this on your show. And he never told us what the
I wrote him back. I wrote him back.
Oh, you had to prompt him.
I wrote him back.
We had to wait for the email number two. I didn't realize it was a two-parter.
I wrote him back. I think that was Rick.
Oh, great. Why don't you now just slam him on
what happened?
Yeah, Rick, go ahead and give out his last name. Give out his email. I was keeping it anonymous.
No. Listen to me. What we do is we've talked about this before. We Google map him and put a pin right on his house. And when your mouse goes over the pin, it gives a phone number, cell number, and all of the contacts, fax number, and
a big picture of this giant rod going into his front yard.
GPS coordinates.
That's it.
That's right. No question about it.
Now, you know what? I'm off the grid on the GPS. My house does not exist on the GPS.
Really?
Right. Yeah, and I live right near Garmin. And I said, you know, my house has been here for 16 years. I can see it on the satellite map, but we don't exist. And then he said, we use Microsoft something or that. I said, that's the problem.
Well, that explains that.
That explains it. And I said, well, what do I get to get on the grid? And he said, you have to bring out a surveyor and all that stuff.
No thanks.
I think I'll stay off the grid.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, you're lucky. It's like having a fake Social Security number as far as I'm concerned. That's
Juan Rodriguez.
That's right. Passport under the name
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That's right. I'm Swiss, as Milmar says. Yeah. I refuse to be American anymore.
Wow. Okay, so I got another one. What's that, Bully?
So what was the issue that you wanted to talk about?
Well, just a couple of them here. We got some stuff in from Bernie had sent us this one, but apparently somebody else didn't. I forget who it was. The mother of three in the Crown Court in England. And I couldn't understand why Bernie didn't find out about this. I was a little upset. This was the mother of three facing a Crown Court trial after being accused of throwing an apple core out the window. Did you see that?
No, where is this taking place?
This is in Wolverhampton someplace.
It's over in UK. England.
It's UK. Over in the UK. And
they probably just wanted a strip searcher.
Well, they did, because her name is Kate Beaver, a badger. And you see her picture?
Oh, no.
She's a total fuck.
Yeah.
26, mother of three.
Yeah, wouldn't know it.
And they're getting ready to send her to jail because she threw an apple core out the window. And she says she didn't.
Right.
She faces a fine of £20,000 and 6 months in prison if found guilty. And what she could have done was Miss Badger refused to pay a £60 spot fine, which is, I think that's when the police show up and say, give me $60.
On the spot.
On the spot, right. But Miss Badger, her name's not Beaver.
Okay, clarify
that. I was going to say, stop badgering the beaver, but...
Yes, no. Beaver Badger from Wolverine Hampton. I thought...
This is a lot of small furry animals in there.
And she's a total fox.
Yeah.
So we have all the animals.
Small a poster picture.
That's right. Knowingly caused deposit of controlled waste, namely an apple core, on land which did not have a waste management license.
Man, isn't that organic farming?
I mean, that's compost. I mean, I can't believe it. You know, I can understand a lot of things, but if you throw an apple core and they're gonna take your kids away and throw you in jail, it's almost
like she lives in America or something.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, I'm a little nervous because you know once it starts over there, the next thing you know, that stuff migrates to the colonies. And,
yeah, healthcare is working its way.
What
over
starts
here.
Over there ends up over here. It's proven itself before.
Yep. Right. So I'm a little nervous about that. I did see that apparently the people in the Emirates, you know, in Dubai.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They got nothing to do with their
United
money.
United Arab
No,
Emirates.
I mean, literally, they have UAE. Nothing to do with their money.
Now, did you see this? This reminds
this
me
is
of
from
the
Bart.
Tulip bulb. Is this from Bart?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the tulip bulb mania of the 1600s in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
When they were bidding, you know, literally...
Like they were slaves.
And of course, it crashed. But the license plates are going for up to $6 million for low number license plates. Because what you could do, it's like a vanity plate.
Right.
And apparently what happens is they start in Dubai. Mm-hmm. Apparently they start at license number one.
Right.
And then as each person comes along, they get the next number in line. Not like here where we have a couple of letters and a vanity plate or what. You can't just go out and get something.
So they start at one, and apparently they've got
100,000 cars in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And so you might have license plate number, you know, 776,420. Hey, anyway, the point is that you own the plate and you can sell it to somebody.
Right.
Jimmy, just to clarify, they have 100,000 Rolls Royces in Dubai.
I'm sure. And that's one guy.
But there's only
his neighbor. You know,
only 100 people, right.
The guy paid, they showed I saw the video.
Right. I did too.
The guy paid something like 10 times the price that he paid for his car.
For a car for the
which
plate.
Was a brand spanking new Rolls. Right. I mean, a gorgeous,
nice,
you know,
convertible, whatever.
For like a $400,000 Rolls.
Right.
He paid $6 million. And they rode around with this guy. Apparently, it says here 72 four-digit plates, each valued at, and I don't know how much this is, but it's a lot of money, $1 million or something. 18 four-digit plates valued at a bunch were also offered for sale. The first set includes 1221, 1331, 144, whatever, I don't know, lucky numbers, who knows what. The deal is that they were riding around with this one guy who had paid $6 million for.
I think that guy was number five. He had number five.
Was it number five?
Yeah, number five.
Okay, anyway.
He paid $6 or $7 million for his plate, but he said he was willing to pay $18 million for number one.
$18 million. Oh, and there was another guy who had like number 555 or something like that, and he was looking at it as an investment.
Oh, yeah.
He paid $400,000 for it, you know, like 3 years ago.
Right.
And he said, oh, it's now worth $850,000.
Eric, do we have a urinating sound?
Well, no. What I need is, I work at a place that has a full-blown metal shop.
I can stamp them out
Send them on over.
Hell, we'll do it in a different color.
Doing far less than $6 million.
You know, now that actually...
We accept PayPal.
We
do.
You know what you should do, seriously,
mm-hmm.
is to have them... We can get off the video. We ought to make a carbon... You could get your buddies to make
a
carbon...
If we just knew somebody that knew Photoshop.
Yeah. If we knew somebody...
That sounds like a crazy enough plan.
Well, that's crazy. Work. But we could get somebody to Photoshop one, have you guys make up a nice
100% stamp it.
I mean, exact carbon copy of a Dubai plate. Put it on eBay, see what we get for it.
Not a bad idea.
I mean, seriously, and we'll ship it.
Yeah, you can say this could be worth $6 million.
That's right,
man. You're going to get one phone call, and it's going to be from the law.
No, it's going
to
be.
Why? No. Why would it be illegal to carbon copy a Dubai plate?
Right.
Who cares?
Exactly.
So that's we're violating the Dubai law. Come and get me.
We don't even say it's a Dubai plate.
Just because it's got Dubai written all over it?
But do they have Dubai? I thought they look pretty blank white to me with just the number in the middle.
I
think we could probably look at that a little closer.
We'll have to do that.
We'll have to
This
do
sounds...
Jimmy, always ahead of the curve.
I'll wait to post this show for a little while.
Number five for $6 million.
We'll have this done by the time the show is posted.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about ripping us off, too late.
Too late, that's right. That'll be Dubai number one.
I'm rich. I'm rich.
DubaiNumber1.com.
Yeah, they're gonna sign on GBDO.com. They're gonna hear boo.
That's right.
No more shows.
Update. Edit. Update. We're rich.
Woo! I did see
the money.
I saw that our local libertarian type blurb here paper had put my ad in.
Oh yeah,
for the Jimmy W. C.
The
Liberty Sentinel.
Liberty Sentinel.
Neil puts that thing together, and it's I don't know. Did you see 5,000 copies? Anyway, we had our nice ad in there, and
you need to run that one Jack and I did with the nude chick.
Hey, did you get that email from the other Liberty Sentinel fan here in town?
Nope.
Forwarded you a letter about Amendment 1 a couple weeks ago.
Probably did. By the way, that's right.
What's your email, Jack?
Jack@JimmyDone.com.
No, it is.
It was from Lloyd.
Right. It was a letter that Lloyd did. Yeah, right.
I just want to make sure. So we'll get in that. But all right. Anyway,
that was about the yes on Amendment 1.
Right. Now, yeah.
And for those people who don't know, we had here locally. Statewide.
All of Florida.
I think we might have talked about this before.
We didn't see who won.
Okay, well, who won was the yes people. That is to say, we now have a brand new 3,000-word addition to the Constitution of the state of Florida that basically says cut taxes, supposedly, and you're now it's a homestead exemption, and now you can take your homestead exemption with you. It's portable. They raised the homestead exemption to $50,000 from $25,000. They said,
but it's got a time bomb limit on it.
Yeah, time bomb limit. You get a one-shot deal.
Is there any retroactive stuff in there?
Sort of, because if you haven't moved yet. Oh, yes, in fact, there is. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that if you sold your house, like, last month,
right,
you get to go back.
I think it's within a year from the day it passed.
So, in other words, it's
not before then.
No,
yeah.
But I mean, if you moved or sold or something like last November, I think you get to take that.
Right.
You get to go back and then
you have it now from a year to decide if we're going to move or do whatever.
So you have one.
Shackle you back down.
That's right. But anyway, the point is that, as we've talked about before, the original Save Our Homes was a disaster for a very good reason. It was a distortion in the natural economy. This is even worse.
Right.
It was a dozen years between the time that the last one took effect and this one here that the people voted to accept the new constitutional amendment, which is supposed to fix the old one. Here's my projection. 6 years from today, we'll be back at this again and doing it all over again.
With a 6,000-word amendment.
6,000-word amendment.
To the 3,000-word amendment.
Because they just, it's total distortion. It's going to...
I thought you had promoted voting yes on this.
No, I voted no.
Oh, yeah?
And the reason I said to vote no is because it was such a convoluted mishmash that the people think that this is going to provide some relief, and it will actually temporarily provide some relief for some people, and I'm one of them. I mean, my property taxes should decrease some next year. The distortion, though, is going to become readily apparent within about 2 years, and the cities and counties, of course, are going to claim that the sky is falling, and that they are the Moses to lead us to the promised land. With new taxes and new spending and new who knows what.
And they're going to spend themselves rich.
Spend themselves rich, as we always do.
All right, you want to kick back in for a while?
Yeah, yeah, okay, I'm done.
What were we talking about?
Let's see how they like my energy ray.
Nice, we're back. Little edit there.
Well, speaking of the energy ray, did you see where the Navy is testing the rail gun?
Yeah.
Segue, Jimmy.
Well, I mean, no. I mean,
he's a professional, folks.
No.
Don't try this at home.
Is that railgun going to be worse than the fear gas or whatever?
Yeah, talking about last
fear
week.
Gas.
The fear gas.
I don't know. Well, they said this thing here, the Navy's motivation, simple destruction. I mean, this is...
motivation?
I love the way they talk about this. This is the railgun, in case you people don't know. This is that thing that uses electromagnetic energy to propel just a regular old piece of dirt or something up to Mach 73.
Chunk of metal.
And piece of aluminum or something like that. And, and when you got something that's meteor velocity, what is it, F equals MA or something like that, it doesn't take too long before you can blow up things with just, 20 pounds of crap.
Right. And these are going to be a pocket-sized little laser.
No. They're going to replace the whatever they do on ships and so forth. And the idea is I love this. The railgun's lack of explosives means that ships would be safer. Well, unless you happen to be on the other end.
The other end of the ship.
I'm not sure it'd be so safe. But I just love this. This says the Navy tests incredible sci-fi weapon. And I'm just wondering when they do make these pocket size or when the local gendarmes are going to want one of these things to, blast Jimmy Doan.
TSA will have a field test.
TSA, right. They'll want a field test. Hey, and of course, this is what we've talked about before. That's one thing about being a guy. You can't have a toy like this without just trying it out.
Nope.
You just
want to blow crap up.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Ladies don't understand this, but I mean, that's what it's all about. And then we've talked about this before, where you give these guys, local guys, some new toys. It ain't going to be long before they're going to beat down. And it's not good enough to go out in the field and just, do it for fun.
Right,
for
target practice.
No, it's no good. No, you want to realize.
Hey, you see that palm tree? That gets old.
No, that gets old. They want
later
they
want to use it on a human.
They right. want a real live. I mean, it doesn't even do any good when they have the setup like they do when they're doing the
atomic testing.
Well, yeah, the atomic test.
I mean,
when they do the what they call the urban warfare, they do training for that. They set up a fake city, and they have the guys walk through and right. stuff like that. Yeah, no. It's the real thing. They want the real thing. And that's what's going to happen. You can see it.
Right.
Well, hey, so are you done, Jimmy?
Yep. No?
Hey, I was going to ask, no one ever told me what your on-screen name is, so I'm just going to call you Big Willie.
Big Willie.
Thanks for noticing.
You're right. So big. Let's try the big W. W.
Yeah, no.
W.
The good W.
W's taken.
The good W. What are you thinking? Yeah, I don't know if you talk about this in the first part. What's your couple minutes on the take on the political situation, and without telling us in so many words, how are you voting?
I was talking to Eric this morning. I was in my hotel room getting ready for my seminar today. And ABC comes on, and they have Hillary, and they have Obama on there. And they're both talking about how experienced they are. And neither one of these clowns have been in office from, 2 years? Right. On one hand, you don't want a career politician running your life. You want them to go out and get a job and be in the real world. But on the other hand, you don't want some person that has no clue of how things work in there, and I'm torn. It's that same old thing. You can always tell when a politician's lying because their lips are moving. I don't know which way I'm going to go. Right. And, Jimmy, I was going to ask you something. How often do you think that it's not that somebody is voting for someone, they're voting against someone?
No, I could tell you, this election is going to be that. I would bet you that in November that most of the people are going to be voting against the other guy.
I can tell you what this election's going to be. It's going to be, do you want suppositories or ointment? That's exactly what this is.
That's it. And I think it's what I love about it, of course, is all the people that when you vote against and you happen to vote for the other, you're so holding your nose. I mean, you are holding your nose so tight when you go into that booth, blindfolded, pull the lever. You can't stand it so much. And the guy who ultimately, or gal who ultimately wins, says, it's a mandate. Oh, my God, they all voted for me. They love me. And I'm thinking, no, you don't understand. The only reason you're in is by default.
Because you suck less than the other person.
And actually, maybe not. Are you able to lie a little better?
Yeah.
Is what it boiled down to.
Yeah, I'm frustrated with politics in general.
It's funny. I'm not frustrated at all because the only reason I'm frustrated is because of what they do.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. The fact is they are control freaks. The Matrix is headed this way. It isn't going to be long before we're all going to be bathed in some kind of fluid with pipes leading out of us to feed who knows what.
Interesting.
No, I mean, that's
well,
what they,
I mean,
they,
yeah,
they would like nothing better than to have us shrouded and just sit there as some kind of, energy source for what they do. They would love that. That's what they.
Well, you have two schools of thought with politicians. You have those that believe that they are, like Hillary, for example, is a political opportunist, and that's on one side. And then on the other side, you have the brain dead zealots. That's what you have on the other side.
What we call, I call those true believers.
Yeah.
The true
These
believers
people
are people you can't convince
over.
Them of anything. Yeah, the glazed
drinkers.
Over.
Yeah.
Yeah. The true believers. You can't convince them of anything. They are true believers, and they spout off the platitudes, the little pithy platitudes, and, Bush lied, people died. Bush lied, whatever the hell it is. I mean,
yeah.
and their whole mantra is like that. And they're robots.
So what do you think about this Barack Obama?
It's one of those things where the guy's, he's very polished. He seems credible, but show me something. Show me something you've done. Give me something concrete other than bring me problems, bring me solutions. Show me where you've fixed any. Right. I don't see it.
Well, you got to go back to his record in Chicago and
which is like 100% on the ADA or something.
Well, and it's also what, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years?
I don't know.
I mean, I'd have to go back, but so he's got some history there. How old a guy is Obama? Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
Mid thirties?
No, I think he's got to be in his 40s.
Yeah, I admit the fact that he came from nothing. Right. I admire that.
Right.
But, you know...
Well, what about his ability to pull the votes?
You know, I don't know if he can or not because...
Right. Well, he's doing it, right?
We'll see.
Right.
And we'll there will always be a dirty politics thing. You know, he did this, she said that.
Right.
I get so sick of that nonsense. And, you know, I don't get all wound up about the political process because it's too darn long. They change their story so many times.
You think?
And I mean,
do you think they pander at all?
They start up for their election the day they get in.
Well,
they're working to get in again.
Well, and Americans we change too. 10 months ago, you know, if you asked everybody what the number one, you know, most important topic, they were going to say the war.
Yeah.
Now they're saying the
economy. Now it's the economy.
Right. So we're flowing with wave, and they have to too. That's part of the game. But
they're going to say what people want to hear to get into the office. And then after that, all bets are off because we've given up control to people that don't make the decisions that we ask them to make.
Right.
They do what they want to do once they're in. Look, we have no way to hold them to the
fire. You're not surprised about this. This is all what they call self-interest. Everybody has their own welfare at the heart of what they do. I understand that. It's no problem. The only little problem I've got is that they use guns and violence and coercion to make me do things that I don't want to do in order to further their own agenda. I'm saying, you guys go do whatever you want to do. Just can I opt out of some of this stuff? And that's what they say. Well, no, you're in this whether you like it or not.
And you will be in at the end of our gun.
That's right.
You're going to do what we say.
That's right. Or we'll send the sheriff out there. And I mean, and what happens is, of course, as we've talked about before, some little $22,000 a year peenanny guy can show up at your front door and he's got a badge on. And if you piss him off, you know, if you just sit there and say, get out of here, you know, I'm not interested. I mean, the next thing that shows, there are blue lights, dogs and cars and badges and guns that show up at your front door. And that guy can haul in the army to hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's that, and they have that power. A lot of these people I look at, they don't realize it, but they're bullies. They're just bullies.
All right, so what do you think about Ron Paul?
You know, Eric and I were talking about this, and I said, here's a guy that has a very enthusiastic group behind him, but you listen to him talk and I don't think he's got a prayer. He's
not to win, of course. No.
But what he does is he has the ability to make somebody else lose.
Right. Well, and he's certainly...
And win, by virtue of making somebody lose.
Win. You know, I don't think it's about great ideas. It's about electability. I hear people say, well, I'm not going to vote for that person because they can't win. They see it as a popularity contest. I want to vote for somebody that I think can do something for me. And, you know...
Why would you... You know, that... no offense, but I think that's a terrible way to look at it. I don't want anybody doing anything for me because they're going to do it to me is what they're going to do.
Well, I understand that point. I guess my point is I'm not going to vote based on somebody's popularity.
Right.
You know,
no,
just
well,
because
you
the
put,
other
yeah,
people...
Here's the deal.
I don't care whether
this.
My person wins or not. I'm going to vote what I want and not whether I think everyone else is going to join
vote,
in with
well,
me.
This is called voting your conscience.
Yeah, well, and Jimmy and of course, and a lot of our listeners agree, a lot of people are going to vote for the candidate that gives us the most ability to do what we want.
Agreed.
And our control.
And I guess maybe I misspoke. That's kind of what I meant. I mean, I'm not going to... I've heard so many people in my age group say, I would not vote for that person because they can't win.
Well,
that's not the issue to me.
Well, we've talked about this so many times on Jimmy Donut, and you probably haven't listened to it that much, but the lesser of two evils, if you're voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still going to end up with an evil. And the thing that I've always said is that when I voted libertarian for Harry Brown and some people like that, was that sends at least as an important a message if those people get a lot of votes as it does to vote for somebody who's, quote, going to win. The reason being that even the minority candidates, if a minority candidate gets 15 or 20% of the vote, if both the winning and the losing candidates get a message,
agreed.
And they have to come around and appeal to that large group, and they have to do something for that group, or at least not hurt them,
And in fact, so, though, is voting your conscience. You're voting in what you believe
and
in.
And I'm telling you that, and I've said that it, you actually can make more of an impression on some of these candidates if you vote your conscience, because they're going to want that vote. I say both the winner and the loser are going to want that vote next time.
Yeah, that's the whole point is, that, again, if you just look at the numbers, if a candidate gets 100 votes and this year, and then he gets 200 votes, you know, next time, that's a 100% increase. And, you know, as opposed to like you just voting, you know, 40 million votes and then 40 million in one votes, it's not a big.
Right.
They don't see that. That's not a visible thing.
No, they're looking at percentages
but,
of growth.
That's right. But you can see the growth rate on what, you know, that's why I always vote for Libertarian, is just to try to send the message. And, you know, the more people that do that, at least it does send a message somewhere, hopefully to somebody. But
well, again, the it's very often.
And Ron Paul's getting them going.
He's got himself. He's got
a solid 10% or something like that.
Well, the problem that I see is that there are too many people that are voting for somebody that's electable rather than voting their conscience. And that's sad. I mean, to me, that's sad. I think that you should always vote your conscience. Win or lose or draw.
I agree.
Because the deal is that in the long run, and I'll tell you, this is the way it happens. It reminds me of, I'm around long enough to remember the 1964 election when they said, they told me if I voted for Barry Goldwater, the next thing you know, we'd have 500,000 people in South Vietnam and be involved in some war. And I voted for Barry Goldwater, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. And the point is
Jimmy Doan show.
The point is that people sit there and they bemoan about Bill Clinton, for instance. Well, one of the reasons he won in 1992, Hillary comes in 1993 with the big health care plan and everything. And what happens in 1994? The Republicans, for the first time in 40 years, as a reaction to that, take over. I'm telling you that if Bush had won in 92. And I think that was wasn't that the Ross Perot thing? Wasn't that the one that Ross Perot did? Okay. If Bush had won in 92, I could tell you that the Republicans would not have won the Senate and the House in 94. It was a reaction. And then you think about it. The budget, although it was the Congress that put it together, the budget was balanced. In fact, we ran a surplus in 1996, first time in recorded history since 69. The point being that then we elected Bush two in just recently in 2000, and what's happened since in the last 6 years, the budget has gone from $2 trillion to $3 trillion, and the deficit has gone through the ceiling. And this is the Republicans that run on smaller government, less taxes, less intrusion, and you've had more than you did on the spendthrift socialist commie Democrats under Bill Clinton. It's been twice as bad. And so my point is that you don't know what you're going to get. You might as well vote your conscience.
I agree.
And see what happens, because it can't get any worse. I mean, these guys, you're voting for somebody who comes along and says, smaller government, less taxes, and so forth. And it goes exactly the opposite. I'm saying vote your conscience and let the devil make the hindmost. Whatever. That's my point.
Man, that's a hell of a clip right there.
That's it.
Put that one on.
I'm glad I could inspire you to say.
Yes. Oh, you did. That's what you're here for.
I'm glad I could inspire you. Did you see that Edward said he was suspending his campaign rather than ending it?
Because he still gets the money. He's not rich enough.
Ever the trial lawyer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Deal is he still gets matching funds as long
right.
as
well, he still gets matching campaign funds for donations.
Tomorrow on Ron Paul, remember, we did get that one email blasting us for not talking about and pushing Ron Paul enough. And so we're trying to talk about him and give our listeners some, you know, perspective on that. And we want some more emails about the RP if you want as well, too. Also, I want to know, how's the chocolate bust of Ron Paul going?
I haven't heard recently.
I think it was on eBay today.
Was it?
February 5th, I think, was when it was being auctioned off, I thought.
Well, I mean, it may have started.
Let's check it out. Okay. Is it on eBay?
Well, we can.
Well, you've got a computer sitting in front of you, don't you? Can you?
Internet.
And again, more. And I'm going to talk about another article that I found from this.
Ever heard of a little thing called the Internet?
They've got the Internet.
Ooh, they have the Internet on computers now.
I saw a Simpsons yesterday that I recorded that I'd never seen before.
Was it a new one?
I don't think. Oh. Come to think of it. It might have been. It was from Sunday night, I think.
No, it was from Monday. I'm sure. Sunday was the Super Bowl. They didn't have one.
Oh, okay. In that case.
Hey, did you talk about the Super Bowl at all? How about that?
We talked about the ads.
Oh, yeah?
We talked about the ad that I liked the best was not even in any of the running, which is the one about the PSA about the drug dealer guy.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, God. It was great. The guy is such a great. I mean, he is a great actor. I mean, he's. It was a great line.
Hey, do we have that link to Krishan? Is it Krishan.com?
K-R-I-S-H-O-N.com.
Hey, man, that's big. That was a big money plug right there.
That's a big money plug, man.
Yeah, check better be in the mail.
Yeah, baby. EJ.
Mr. eBay, EJ. EJ on eBay. Krishan.com.
Did you see the green versus green solar shade act control
against
redwood people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. I love
the
it.
I love it when green people, versus green.
Well, we had before, you know, the environmentalists versus the environmentalists, you know.
Well, that's the same
and
thing.
And the same thing, yeah. Right. The green versus green. This was the guy, apparently he had, like, some kind of solar.
Yeah, he started growing redwood trees.
To shade his house.
But the other, plus, you know, conserve the redwood tree.
Right. So
the other guy installed a 10 kilowatt solar system on his house, but then the redwood trees grew up, and now they block the solar panel.
I thought that the redwood trees were already up when the guy wanted to put his solar panel up.
No, but the tall redwood trees now block his solar panels, and then the guy says, after paid for removal of the tree. Think about it this way, Jimmy. He wouldn't put up solar panels if there were already redwood shading his house.
What I got out of that article was that he wanted to put the solar panels in there, but realized that
tell you right here, it's an environmentally conscious couple planted redwood trees in their backyard from 1997 to 1999.
Right.
Unfortunately, their neighbor, also an environmentalist, decided in 2001 to go ahead with installing a 10 kilowatt solar system to power his house. So, in other words, you're only talking one year.
You're right. I'm wrong.
And then he goes, I offered to pay for removal of the trees, and I said, let's try to work something out. And the neighbor said, there's no to everything. And so Mr. Solar Panels filed a complaint.
Mr. Solar Panels against Mr. Redwood Tree.
Against with the Santa Clara County District Attorney. I thought it said Santa Claus for a minute. to reduce the electric. Yeah, so anyway. So now they figured out that Mr. and Mrs. Redwood are in violation of California's Solar Shade Control Act.
Can you imagine they've got one?
Yeah, which is funny. Written by a Republican, well, in 1978, you know, who knows, to prevent a loss in investment from folks investing in solar panels. So now, yeah, you've got basically green against green.
So basically Mr. Redwood's got to take down his trees.
Looks that way.
Can you get rid
of the freaking trees already.
Yep, they were found guilty on one count of violating the Solar Shade Control Act. And now they can boast, we are the first citizen in the state of California to be convicted of a crime for growing redwood trees.
So he's got to burn down his trees to make room for solar
panels.
No, he can't burn them down. Not in California, boy. No.
A couple nice choppers on eBay for not a bunch of money.
Choppers, huh?
Yeah, they had one five place for like $250,000, and the guy didn't sell it, so now he loaded it to $235,000. So now it's in buying range, you know?
Okay, yeah, and that's do have the donation button, right?
Right. We need to put a link on there.
We need the chopper
counselor
button.
Or somebody.
The chopper.
Donate to the chopper.
The Jimmy Doan chopper.
The OCC.
Well, the nice thing about being here in Florida is if we have a chopper, we can get out of here in a hurry if we have to.
That's exactly
it's almost the preserve the Jimmy Doan podcast fund.
That's right.
Whoever's in the studio at the time needs to be able to escape.
We'll take any chopper as long as it's a Huey or a Chinook.
Yeah.
you're not going to paint it black
because that would make you look like the wrong faction. What color would you paint it though?
Right. I'm thinking fly yellow.
Yeah.
I'm thinking sky blue.
That's right. Sky blue. You got that right.
That's right.
You do it sky blue on the bottom and ocean color on the top. Yeah. I'll tell you. That's exactly right.
And mirror the sides or something.
That's right.
Use some of this invisibility.
Right. That's right. Bend those.
Those light rays around.
That's right.
Did you see they now have pot vending machines in Take Root in LA?
I emailed that to you.
Yeah,
man.
They're right next to the Twinkie machine.
That's right. Woo! That and the Cheetos machine.
Yeah. Right.
I tell you, those things better be bolted to the ground.
Well, they showed them. I mean, they're like a safe.
Oh no. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's an armed guard inside.
If you think they're stealing ATMs,
you know. Exactly. ATMs are light, you know, compared to this.
Aren't these machines inside of a special room that you have to have an escort?
They are inside. Yeah. It's saving you from walking to the counter and actually speaking to a human being in case you want to just get your nugs and cruise without talking to anybody.
And the best part is that they apparently issue these these little cards that you can put it in the machine, kind of like, I guess, some kind of a prescription credit card.
Right.
Type
it's
thing.
A prepaid. It's yeah. a prepaid card. Yeah, you have to. You have proof of your. Go ahead.
You're on the grid. Say another Jimmy Doan business venture, duplicating the cards. Mm-hmm. I did, like I said, it's
$10 for $1. $10 for $1.
Get them on eBay, folks.
Yeah. Yeah
they give you that card so you can be anonymous.
The card is a prepaid, from what I understand, but mm-hmm. in addition
it's a souvenir
that,
card. Well, but not good for use. If we just put a sign on there that says cannot be used.
Listen to also where they're
try
going.
It, though.
In addition to that, you need an authorized thumbprint. You actually put your thumb up there just like they're screening.
We sell those too.
How much? Just the thumb.
Cadaver thumb. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Give you the cadaver
it's,
thumb.
It's good for 2 weeks.
That's
good
right.
For 2 weeks. Keep it cold.
That's right. Shipped to you in dry ice and
guaranteed real.
Card is, you know, SpongeBob SquarePants on it. You know.
No, they're authorized. That's right.
I love it. It says a poster of Bob Marley decorates the room.
Oh, one would think that, yeah.
You got some good music for that.
Yeah, some good music, right?
Oh,
that's
man.
The
Let's see. What do I want? Do I want the 5-pack or do I want the 25-pack?
That's for great.
The big doob. Just one big doob. What do they got? It's only in California, the land of fruits and nuts.
Well, I tell you, it's sad. I'm surprised the feds haven't shown up to raid the place.
Oh, they will. That was there was a little video clip, and as always, the last line. You know, the federal insists it is still a federal crime, and we'll be cracking.
Well,
down.
Of course, that's the problem. As I still haven't written my letter to Scalia about his vote on
the judge,
the race thing. Yeah, the Supreme Court. When they had a chance to get that right, and they blew it. We talked about that many many moons ago.
All right. Well, any other last things? Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we're about done. The only other thing I had here was that the cities, the mayors apparently had a big meeting and they're pleading for aid because the foreclosure, the housing meltdown. Instead of actually just letting it go and fix itself, the mayors are all screaming for they said they want the federal government to bail them out. And people don't realize, the federal government, that's me. I mean, that's my money you're talking about. And I'm supposed to be bailing these people out because they made stupid decisions. They talk about the states are beginning to suffer. And I'm thinking, what, Alabama, I mean, the ground is, what, blood? The state's not suffering. Anything the federal, in Ohio, anything that from the federal government short of massive infusion of resources into urban centers to rebuild infrastructure and job and pay for services is too little too late, Mr. Jackson said. And I'm sitting here thinking, here's all the code words. A massive infusion of resources, that's my money, tax money, into urban centers, the cities, to rebuild the infrastructure. I guess the bridges are falling down, and it's still not going to be enough.
Hey, bridges are falling down.
Mr. Rubin said the government needed to provide more aid to homeowners struggling with mortgage payments. No. How about that? No. The subprime mortgage has left many cities scrambling to cut services to try and close budget gaps. I pulled down. I'm a Channel 12 junkie here of our local thing, and I noticed
government access.
Yes, our government access channel, and they're talking about having to cut $10 million out of a $250 million budget, as if the sky is going to fall. Okay, that's it. We're going to close the government down. It's like 4%, and of course, I think I mentioned on the last show my deal about closing the library.
Right,
oh,
and,
yeah, that was
and
great.
Which was going to save $20 million.
Right,
I haven't heard back from them about that.
Really?
Now, surprisingly,
yeah.
haven't
wow.
heard about that. I don't know why exactly.
Jimmy's also a frequent star on Channel 12.
Yes, they know me.
They have their own Jimmy buzzer.
Yeah, that's right.
The Jimmy timer. It goes off 50% faster than anybody else.
No, it does.
What's great when Jimmy comes in for public comment, they just put his name at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody else gets it. No, they, we do have the usual suspects. I was watching.
We had his own CG or
whatever. Right. Yeah.
Jimmy Doan is speaking now. That's right. Yeah. Usually they have just the mayors and stuff. Well, there's a couple of them down there. We have some AirSats commissioners. Mark Goldstein and the other guy is Brinkman that show up for everything just about. Mm-hmm. And they've got to chime in, and there are they're socialists, mm-hmm. basically. And there's the government can fix everything. I mean everything. It doesn't matter. They're
goose stepping in the.
They love it, and they sound so well. You know, if you just would fix this, because we just want to. We had a transgender thing here last night.
Oh, I saw this
transgender.
They want to make transgender.
They did it.
They did it.
They did it. They voted it. The thing is, if you claim to be of a female or male persuasion, and even though you may not exactly look like it, that is to say, let's say you're a bearded lady or something,
right.
guy, and you've got like a schlong,
right?
It takes out half the women in Newark.
But you think you're a girl,
right.
You get to go in the ladies' room.
Really?
Yeah.
And
nobody can
Tuesdays,
do anything about it.
What about Wednesdays? Can you go in the men's then the next day? Or what the hell?
What if my
5-year-old son is in there, you know, or my 5-year-old daughter is in there trying to take a piss and some schlong comes in?
Too bad.
Unbelievable.
No, that's
Does it work for musicians too? Can Jack and I go in there
and Jack?
Yeah.
Wait a minute now.
I wasn't going to say that.
But I'm
glad you did.
No, that's right. They passed it 4-3, which I thought was interesting. You know, our town population here, there's the city ordinance now. The city population is about 120,000. The vote, we have 7 council members. The vote was 4-3, which means one person made the decision for 120,000.
We're going to kick their ass.
I doubt it. But you should have heard them. Craig Lowe was one of them, and
this is ridiculous.
And they were just all
touchy
feely. This is not going to happen. And of course, people were coming down there. There was some demagoguery. They were worried that some guy's going to walk in and take a shower at Joe Cerulli's
health.
No, they said naked people don't have. You don't have to allow this if people get naked. You don't have
to. What about bathrooms? Do we have three bathrooms?
No, that's the whole point. Public
his,
bathrooms.
Hers, and its.
No. His and hers now, if you think you're a his or a her, and you maybe don't exactly look like that.
Well, how about this?
You get to go.
So let me just hypothetically, if I decide to tie my penis between my legs, put on a nice little flower, you know, dress.
Make sure you call one of us so we can get a camera.
Can I walk in the female bathroom now?
Yep.
That is absolutely unbelievable.
No. Yes, you can go. That's it. Boom. Done. Yep. Sure. Walk right in.
You should do it anyway when we were on stage. Give us the bathroom check.
Well, you know, that was an average weekend around my house. That's just unbelievable. That's just freaking
Well, you should have seen what happened was it was interesting because there were
Jack
about 100 people that
himself.
Showed up at this meeting, and they showed up with pitchforks and firebrands ready to burn the city commission for voting to make this to pass this ordinance. And they passed it anyway.
Welcome to Gainesville, the transgender capital.
Well, they said, you know, 93 other cities have done it, and a couple of states, and yada yada yada. And it, you know, and actually, it isn't going to be as nobody's had any complaints yet, and it's going to be just fine. And don't worry.
What's your take on this, Big W?
I'm stunned. It's a 90 other city. Name one. Give me a name. Show me who voted for this.
Show you the four people. I mean, the four names are there. They were, you know, they did it. The mayor did it. Peggine, Craig Lowe.
Peggine.
And what's his name? The real socialist.
He's lining up for
Baptist,
that transgender vote
minister.
For the next election.
Peggine.
The ex-Baptist minister.
She looks kind of transgender herself.
No.
Come on. No, I'm going off. It's all right. Jack Rhodes.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
No. Did you pass the toilet paper?
And they had, they had the transgender thing, and then they had another big
thing.
Yeah,
you better get me off the transgender thing, man. We got a whole nother show.
I got one thing here.
It's getting late here.
Yeah, this is it, man. Toshiba builds 100x smaller micronuclear reactor.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that.
From Toshiba Micronuclear.
What?
This is going to be like that thing in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, Mr. Fusion. Only it's Mr. Fission, probably.
Oh, yeah? Flux capacitor? What are you talking about?
Toshiba has developed...
Flux capacitor, yeah.
Couple banana peels.
Toshiba has developed a new class of micro-sized nuclear reactors that are designed to power individual apartment buildings or city blocks. The new reactor, which is only 20 feet by 6 feet, could change everything for small remote communities, small businesses, or even a group of neighbors who are fed up with the power companies and want more control over their energy needs.
Or the Jimmy Doan Island.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's funny. As you know, there's a law here that if you generate more power than you use,
they have to buy it back.
They have to buy it.
Right. Obama wins Georgia. So here it is. Got to break in. Obama wins Georgia. Just breaking in, I think.
On MSNBC.
MSNBC. Obama wins Georgia.
Oh, it's over with. Now, if he won Georgia,
Obama,
that's like the cracker state.
Atlanta. Georgia?
That's Andrew Young territory.
Okay.
Georgia's kind of on the, it's darker. It's darker.
Well, no, it's Andrew Young territory.
That doesn't surprise me, but it's big, so.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, the 200 kilowatt Toshiba.
Breaking news. Sorry about that.
Right here, like,
bulletin. By the time this gets posted, the election will be over.
It'll be like next week.
Oh, God.
Breaking news here, Paul.
Yeah, breaking news. Yeah, right. Yawn.
Yawn.
This letter just poured in.
It's our best yet, man.
This is all we got, man.
This is bad.
All right.
Anyway, the 200 kilowatt Toshiba reactor is engineered to be fail safe and totally automatic. It will not overheat, which is good.
Yeah, especially when it goes to 6,000 degrees Kelvin.
Well, no, it uses no control rods and basically uses a reservoir of liquid lithium 6.
Nice.
Some kind of cool lithium thing.
I think you can get that at Walgreens now.
I believe that's prescription, though.
Yeah, it's prescription.
But it calms
you down.
Yeah. It calms the reactor down,
That's what
lithium 6.
Well, duh. That's what lithium's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it says it's self-sustaining, can last for 40 years, producing electricity for only 5 cents per kilowatt hour, about half the cost of grid energy. And Toshiba expects to install the first reactor in Japan in 2008 and begin marketing the new system in Europe and America in 2009. So that's coming right around the corner.
Would love it.
So there, I mean, isn't that the deal?
What's the size again?
It's only
6 feet by...
Yeah, it's 20 feet by 6 feet.
Okay, well, you can put a place out here for that.
Heck yeah, we put it right next to the grandma hut.
That's true, and then we'll feed the grid. We'll make money going away.
Going away. Oh, 200 kilowatts?
Oh, man, that'd be so cool.
Hey, are you guys done with that? Have you seen this Futurama in Lego? You Futurama characters now in Lego?
Really?
No, really? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, we'll have to put a link on that here.
Okay. As if Bender's not the first one.
I know you guys are big fans. So.
Well, no, we talked about the guy, we talked about our friend.
Simon.
Yeah, down in NZ.
Mm-hmm.
And New Zealand did a great job.
Good day.
Good day. No, that's all Aussie stuff.
All right,
I'm done.
It's close.
Rich get richer.
Let's hope. I noticed, after today the market went down like 300 points. Jimmy's hurt.
Did it really?
Yep, 300 points.
Breaking news, 300 points.
Captain, may I have a word with you?
No.
It's an emergency, sir.
Come back when it's a catastrophe.
Oh, very good. Was that McBain?
No.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Zach. Remember McBain?
Oh, McBain's great.
I love McBain.
Gee, I wonder, what is McBain after? What do you suppose the
character?
The character might be.
Arnold?
Like Mayor Quimby. Who might that be?
Man, yeah, that's kind of sucks. I don't have any McBain in here.
No McBain.
I don't think so.
But we could do Arnold. This is no problem.
Oh,
we do Arnold ourselves.
Yes.
I was loving it because we were done like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah. We're done.
All right.
It was great to have Debbie here today.
No, Will, buddy.
Will, thanks, man.
Yeah, my pleasure. So we can call him Will.
Thank you so much.
No, that's good. Okay. No, this is great. We're going to be, and Jimmy's probably going to be in Kansas City.
I'll come back when I can't stay so long.
Yeah, no, Jimmy's probably going to be to Kansas City in the summer for the K-Fest like he did last year.
I'm going to stuff you full of barbecue.
The geek fest from hell for Apple II computers.
It is, too.
Jimmy
you
leading the
there.
Way. Jimmy's the grand
well,
marshal
no, I saw the
parade.
Oh, that's true. You saw the picture.
How many Apple IIs you got now, Jimmy?
Oh, God. I lost count, actually.
All right, so you guys got a little drive back, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Got to head on to Orlando.
O-Town. Big O-Town. As always, it's good to be here, Jimmy. The Jimmy Doan Show. Stay tuned for the Jack Rhodes Show. As soon as the music stops, Jack Rhodes.
Stay tuned for our third half.
We'll begin.
It'll just be Jack with music rolling in the background, but hey.
Not bad.
I'm sure it'll be entertaining to somebody.
See you next time.
You guys have a great one.
Jimmy Doan. It's up to you now.